Shoot a 1-1. 3 for 6. And no good. And a rebound. They're going to get Robinson, I believe.
It's interesting. Team's first foul comes 10 minutes into the second half, but Park's already in the bonus.
Yep, first foul on Isaiah. 50-44. Park with the lead. We're under 10 to play now in the second half. The winner gets Greendale. Here's a turnaround shot. Three-pointer, that's no good, and the rebound to Robinson. Throws it down quickly to Gwynn. Gwynn comes inside with the floater, that's good. One-handed floater. Now Betker intercepts it. He'll come all the way down. He'll put it up, can't get it to go. 52-44. Little up-tempo here. Three-pointer's good. They left him open. Three-pointer by Lockhart to make it 52-47. So Gwynn with the basketball goes inside to Moss. Moss loses it on the double team. And here comes the Trojans the other way. And they pull it back out at the 9-minute mark. Now driving inside. And they'll call a foul on the Panthers. It'll just be out of bounds, I believe. And it's on Isaiah, his second. So checking back in is McCain for the Trojans. 8:59, 52-47, 8:59 to go in regulation. They get it into McCain. His reverse layup is no good, and the rebound to Robinson. Gets it to Betker, down to Gwynn. Gwynn puts it up and scores. WRJN Racine. And down to Robinson after the steal. He scores. Isaiah Robinson after the steal to make it 56-47. A 9-point lead now for Park. 8:20 to go in regulation. Here's the Trojans with it now. They go in the corner to Lockhart. And it should go over to Park for the over and back. So 8:03 to go, 56-47, 9-point lead for Park. Robinson to inbound. Got to get it in, gets it into Moss. He puts it up and scores. Jackson Moss with two more to make it 58-47 now. Unofficially 23 for Jackson. Roby with the basketball, gave it up to Fenner now. And Fenner goes across court on the wing to McCain. They almost took it away, Park again. Now on the drive. And a travel. A travel by McLeod. Travel violation, so at 7:29. Left in regulation. It'll go back over to Park. 58-47. Park with 11-point lead. Zari Gwynn pulls back. Three-pointers, no good. But Cole Betker's there to get the air ball and put it back to make it 60-47. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here, and Dylan Dooley's got an update for us on the Lutheran game.
Racine Lutheran leading 63-49 with 13 minutes to go. That came in about 7 minutes ago.
All right, so the Trojans inbound. Dan Roby with the basketball now. 7:10 to go in our second half. Passes across court to Fenner. Then they come inside. Fenner puts it up and scores. Here comes Robinson, 60-49. They go inside to Robinson. He puts it up, overlaid it. Put back is no good. Tap up, no good. Next one by Robinson is good. And he's fouled. So we're going to count the basket. So the foul's on Roby, his third, team ninth. Two for two for Isaiah.
It looks like Fenner just scored his 1,000th point. Two of his fans have signs for him in the stands.
Okay, free throw's good by Isaiah to make it 63-49, 6:40 to go. In regulation, Park with that 14-point lead now. Here's Roby now, penetrating, almost a travel, passes it back out to Lockhart. Now they go down low to Fenner. Fenner spin move, puts it up and doesn't score. Moss with the rebound, tries to push it down quickly. And we got a technical foul coming up. Let's see who it's on. Okay, the technical foul is on Fenner. So Cole Becker will go to the line to shoot the technical shots. They haven't posted it yet on the scoreboard, but who the foul was on. And it is on Fenner. That's his fourth. So Cole Becker at the line. He'll shoot two free throws. First time tonight at the line. First one up is good. Makes it 64-49. Second one hit the rim and came out. So it remains 64-49, 6:15 to go, but Park will retain the basketball. And again, the winner of this game gets Greendale. If it's Park, it'll be right here. Now we got stoppage of play again by the officials. And they brought Bree Sanders in, the AD, waved her to come in. Maybe a little crowd control. So Robinson inbounds to Gwynn, and they give it back to Isaiah. Isaiah now gives it to Moss. Then Moss gives it to Betker. Now on the wing, it's Robinson. He goes down low to Moss. Moss inside, puts it up, no good. Rebound to the Trojans. And they're going to push it up the floor quickly as Fenner. Fenner all the way down with the reverse layup. That's good. And now we're going to have a foul called. I think that'll be on Smith. Moss back down on the floor now. This time not getting up. Jackson Moss.
The way that play happened, Dick, I'd almost be surprised to see Moss come back in. He got kneed in the back of the head and then went to take a step and fell right to the floor.
Oh,
so
okay.
Head injuries are something they don't take lightly.
Yeah. Well, we shall see what happens here. This game's had a lot of wildness to it.
Yeah, I'd say the referees kind of lost control of the game in terms of, you know, chippiness, trash talking, that little extra foul there. Definitely, you know, not good.
Yeah. And you are right. He is dazed as he gets up. Well, they'll have to go the last 5:45 without Jackson Moss, although he's walking off better now than before. But they'll take him over to the trainer's table.
And it'll be interesting if he does get diagnosed with a concussion. The WIA has a 3-day minimum, so he would have to miss tomorrow's game if he does get diagnosed with the concussion.
All right, so Jacob Freeman checks in for Jackson Moss. So at the line is Cam Betker. Two shots. Double bonus now. So Cam at the line for two. First one up, in and out, no good. Point lead for the Panthers, 5:45 to go in regulation. Second one up is good by Cam. Makes it 65-51. As Roby brings it across. They pass on the wing to Lockhart. Now they go inside. And on the floor, we've got a kicking violation. Kicking violation on Park. So they get it in. Free three-pointer is no good by Roby. They get it back. Fenner tries to put it up. No good. It'll stay with Bradley Tech, though. Knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. 65-51. Park with the lead. Now they get it into McLeod. Then it's taken away by Gwynn down to Robinson. And then they knock it out of bounds. Don't know about that one either. Robinson tried to get it to Freeman, and they said it was off of Freeman last. So that's two of them, I question tonight. On the drive now. Shot up is good. That shot was good by the Trojans. Now here comes the Panthers with it. Freeman being double-teamed, gets it to Betker, and then we got a full timeout called by Racine Park, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
100. Roma Lodge, the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, fundraiser, or school event. They can cater 25 to 700. Call 262-886-3610 to learn more. 7130 Spring Street in Racine.
All right, back to live action here. Isaiah Robinson will inbound it. As they called that timeout, Robinson looking now for someone to throw it into. Throws it into Betker. To Cole, and he threw it back to Cam. Now back to Cole. Now to Gwynn. Gwynn's shot up is good. Got the shooter's touch. 67-53. 4:29 to go. Here's Roby with the basketball. Now Roby driving inside. Gives it up to Fenner. Fenner got it to go down. Actually, Smith. Smith with the basket. Now Becker got it. Gives it over to Robinson, to Gwynn. Tried to get it to Freeman. He loses it, but it comes back to Zari Gwynn as Freeman saved it. Now coming inside is Gwynn, and he scores again. Zari Gwynn with two more. Now they come down quickly. Rejected. Rejected by Zari Gwynn. He rejected that ball going up by Smith. Now they get it to Betker. Betker comes inside, gives it back to Zari Gwynn. And Zari Gwynn with a travel at the 3:32 mark. Little too early yet to pick our player of the game, the way points are being scored here, but 69-55, Park with the lead. As McLeod inbounds it to Roby. Roby now on the drive. Gave it back up to Fenner. Now he passes over to McLeod. McLeod now goes down low to Fenner, and then Fenner gives it up to Smith for the jam, the two-handed jam by Smith for Bradley Tech to make it 69-57. We're under three to play now. Zari Gwynn, now they're in the front court. Al Becker to his brother Becker, now to Gwynn who scores. Now Fenner with the basketball, puts it up and scores. Fenner with a fadeaway 10-footer to make it 71-59, 2:15 to go. Robinson back to Gwynn. They got to get it across. They get it to Becker, Cam Becker. Now Cam Becker with the basketball, gets it back to Zari Gwynn, cross court to Robinson. Now to Becker. Down to Freeman, who puts it up and scores. Jacob Freeman with the basket to make it 73-59. Park, we're under two to play now, as it looks like Park will advance. On the drive, shot up is no good, and the rebound for the Park Panthers. They'll take their time now to get it down to Robinson. And we got a foul coming up. That falls on McLeod, his second, so double bonus here for Isaiah. He's 3 for 3. Make it 4-for-4. 74-59. We'll be on announcing our player of the game here shortly. Second one up, also good. So Fenner will bring it across for the Trojans. Their season's going to end. Shot up is no good, and a rebound to Cole Betker. Fenner's shot was no good. Betker got the rebound. They get it into the front court to Robinson, and then he's fouled. That foul's on Fenner, and that's 5 on him, so he's done. They gave it to Smith, his 4th foul. And Isaiah misses one. So he's 5-for-6 now. 75-59, 1:14 to go. Second one up is also, that one is good, I should say. As they get it in, 76-59, and Park is going to advance. Almost taken away by the Panthers. Now they get it across court to McLeod. And McLeod gets it to Lockhart. And the shot goes up, and we got a foul coming up on the Park Panthers. All right, so the Trojans inbound. 55 seconds to go. They get in. I think he called another foul on Park. That foul's on Gwynn, his 3rd, team 4th. So our player of the game tonight is Zari Gwynn. Now they get it in to Roby, and he misses the shot. So Zari Gwynn for the all-around game he had tonight. He will be our DG Sports player of the game tonight. So that foul is on Cam Betker, his 3rd. First one up was no good with 50 seconds to go. Second one up also no good, and a rebound to Cole Betker. He'll take it across, and he'll give it up to Robinson, back to Gwynn. Then they go across court to Cole Betker, and he's fouled with 39 seconds to go. So the Park Panthers will advance, and they'll play Greendale tomorrow. First one up is good. Makes it 77, 2-for-3. 77-59. Second one's also good. Make it 78-59 now with 35 seconds to go. And we got a timeout. And I think it's to get a few players in. Pretty much for Park, we'll keep it here.
Fenner scored there, Dick, while we were navigating some stuff.
So 78-61. And we could tell you we haven't gotten a St. Catherine score yet, but looks like Racine Lutheran's on their way to winning. So it'll either be at St. Catharines or will be at Racine Lutheran.
And leading scorers here tonight for Bradley Tech, Fenner with 25 points, Jakari Smith with 14, Roby with 13, and Lockhart with 7. And for the Park Panthers, Jackson Moss had 23 points, 3 for 7 on free throws. Zari Gwynn, 19 points, 4 for 5 from the line with 6 field goals. Isaiah Robinson, 14 points. Cole Becker also with 14 points.
All right, so Park to inbound. Cam Becker will inbound. Gets it into his brother Cole, back to Cam. Then they get it to Freeman. Still trying to get it across. Now they get it to Freeman. And they're just going to pull it out. If they foul him, they foul him. Otherwise, they're just going to play four corner with it. As we're down to 10 seconds to go. And that's how it's going to end. 78-61. The Park Panthers advance to play Greenfield tomorrow here at 7 p.m. So Bradley Tech ends their season at 14-12. Racine Park improves to 23-2 with their 78-61 win. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. Then we'll come back. We'll be joined by head coach Casey Robbins of the Park Panthers. And we will also have our third team all broadcast team will announce. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school tournament basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends and family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest. Dick, we have a final from Waterford and Pius. Waterford 71, Pius 44. So almost a 30-point win there.
So Waterford advances to play the winner of Burlington and Waukesha West.
We finally get a score update. 61-52, St. Cats has the lead. Okay. I don't have a time, it's just the score.
All right, so both games much closer than people anticipate. Well, you and I thought the St. Catharines Messmer game would be closer, but everybody had Racine Lutheran, they're gonna win by 30, 40 points. And I don't know what that final was, but so again, we're just waiting for Casey Robbins to come up. And again, our player of the game was Zari Gwynn for Racine Park.
He played well on both ends of the floor tonight. Some big steals.
Good choice.
Big layups for them.
Yep.
When Jackson did get hurt, he stepped up, was able to kind of lead the team there with Isaiah, and they had a big win tonight. It was a nice lopsided score, even though at times it was a one-point game.
Yeah, I mean, that they go in, they got to feel good about going into tomorrow night's game. So, again, we figured we'd have three, maybe we'll have four advanced to sectional play. Again, we figured the St. Catharines and Racine Lutheran would win tonight, so one of those would advance to sectionals next week. And then we figured Waterford and Park would both win their regions and advance next week. And now, not to disrespect anybody, the Prairie School's got a very good shot of advancing to sectionals.
And one thing about the two schools, Clinton or Deerfield, is that they don't see the type of play that Prairie plays.
Mm-hmm.
Very up-tempo. Prairie plays very tough conference, so they're
right.
battle-tested.
Right.
And that maybe went in their favor here tonight in that playoff game.
Well, that Metro Classic, that's what does it for Prairie, playing in the Metro Classic Conference. So congratulations to the Prairie School and Jason Atanasoff for going to Salaam and beating them.
And that game was played at South Division High School tonight.
So, and we apologize, we have not gotten any updates on Racine Case and Kenosha Bradford. We haven't received any
not yet
scores there either, but
give a shout out to your wonderful wife Peg. She's the one that's been giving me these updates from different people across your guys' network that she's been able to reach out to and find scores from. So I appreciate you, Peg, and very grateful to have you continuing to help us from afar.
Well, we got an update now from St. Catharines with 2 minutes to go from Athletic Director Dan Miller. 88-72 St. Catharines.
11-point lead with two to go. They're probably feeling pretty comfortable. So,
actually a 16-point lead.
What was it again?
88-72.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 88-77.
No. So that was with 2 minutes to go from Dan Miller. So
nice. They're pulling away on that one.
Yep. So we thank him for that.
Yeah, I did not get a final for Lutheran yet. As soon as we get one, we'll make sure to announce it if we're still on the air.
So thanks again to Peg for getting that for us. That's actually, that's going to be a very good win for the, with two minutes to go, they'll probably go into the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, but they gave up, my concern is they gave up a lot of points tonight.
Yep, that's kind of been a thing all season long where they let teams hang with them. They give up a lot of points, so they're going to have to come ready to play tomorrow against Lutheran.
Yes, they are. So, again, Dylan and I, we're just waiting on Casey Robbins to come up. But once again, if you're just joining us, Racine Park defeated Milwaukee-Bradley Tech 78-61. Bradley Tech ends their season at 14-12. Park improves to 23-2 with that number one seed. So still a lot of people on the floor right now, and they're trying to usher the people out. And I know Park has gone to their locker room, so it's not like Casey's still on the floor.
Dick Deerfield 62, Clinton 60.
Ooh, so wow. The Hawks, they are pulling. The Prairie School Hawks are pulling for Clinton.
That's the final. Deerfield 62-60. They won over Clinton.
So Prairie, they'll have to go on the road once again.
And Deerfield's out near Lake Mills, so a little bit of a drive towards Madison. But that's the joy of being a small division school. And again, Prairie's been battle tested this year, and you never know. We'll see what happens tomorrow night.
The only thing is, you said it, tomorrow night, if they were playing at home, if the game was going to be at the Johnson Athletic Center, they probably possibly would move that move that game up because of the girls playing for the sectional final, unless they're playing early.
Yeah, if they're not playing early, they still might even move that up to try and accommodate. I've seen that in the past where schools accommodate.
Yeah. So they're trying to get all the people out of here now. As we wait for Casey.
Dick, Milwaukee Academy of Science, 90. Sherlin Lutheran, 56. Final in that one.
Okay.
So 44-point win for...
And they spared him, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure they spared him.
Incredible talent on that team.
So Coach Robbins must have plenty to say. That could be our first question to him when he gets up here, because usually he's up here pretty quick.
I think this was a good awakening, if you will, for Park. I think they kind of underestimated what Bradley Tech could bring to the table.
Yep.
And they let them hang in this game far, far, far too long. And they were able to put them away at the end, winning by almost 20 points. But nonetheless, you got to be able to put them away sooner.
So actually, none of the teams that were remaining, actually, other than Horlick, everybody was playing, and Catholic Central, everybody was playing tonight. We have not had anybody lose yet from the scores we've gotten.
And they're starting to come quickly into WIS Sports, so just trying to see stuff that we can get. 2 teams from a conference we cover, Oak Creek and Kenosha Indian Trails. Oak Creek won by 50 over Indian Trails, so
wow.
Impressive win for them.
And again, in Division III, we are assuming, because the games are almost over. In fact, the Raylu game must be over by now.
Yeah, because they had like 6 minutes to go earlier than we had 6 minutes to go. So
it's going to be Racine Lutheran at St. Catharines tomorrow night. And our pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. But again, for our listeners, sit tight. We'll give Casey a few more minutes. I hate to start the all-broadcast team and then he comes up, because I wouldn't want that interrupted. I would like to go through it all at one time. So, you know, we're giving him a couple more minutes. And again, he's probably, they could be celebrating the win, but he could also be talking to him about, you know, the sloppy play there near the end of the first half, because they had a 9-11-point lead. You know, with less than 4 minutes to go, and it was only 2 at halftime.
Yeah, multiple times throughout the game, the score got down to 3-2. Even at one point, it was 41-40. So 1-point game in the second half. So, again, it's important to kind of gain that lead, broaden that lead, and they struggled to do so until late in this one.
Yeah, they did. Each step gets tougher and tougher. So tomorrow night could be a closer game, but you know, they've won a lot of close games too. So why don't we run down our scoring one more time for our listeners from both teams?
Sounds good. So once again, leading the way for Milwaukee Bradley Tech here tonight, Rashad Fenner scoring his 1,000th career point. Senior doing it in his very last game. He led the way for Tech, actually all players here tonight, 25 points. He was 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Behind him, Jakari Smith, he had 14 points. Montrevion Roby with 13. And for the Park Panthers leading the way tonight, again, Jackson Moss, 23 points. He was 3 for 7 from the line. Zari Gwynn, 19 points, 4 for 5 from the line. Isaiah Robinson and Cole Becker both had 14. Cam Becker had 4. Jamarian De Leon with 2. And Jacob Freeman also with a 2. That is tonight's official, well, technically unofficial, but I always consider it official scoring.
Okay, well, that's, I can tell you that they played much better team ball in the second half, the Park Panthers. The passing was much crisper, and they weren't trying to throw through two or three people, you know, when they were being double and triple teamed, because they went after Jackson Moss tonight pretty hard, the Trojans did. They figured they had to stop him, you know, to have any chance at all.
Yeah, they followed him hard. He tweaked his hip earlier, tweaked an ankle in the first half. A lot of physicality we've seen from Bradley Tech on him tonight.
So, again, Casey has not come up yet.
Ooh, close one, Dick. Final score, 98-91. Lutheran wins over Audubon.
Wow. So it sets up an interesting matchup for tomorrow night now, because, again, we thought more so of, I'm repeating myself, but in case some of the listeners didn't hear it, we thought Lutheran would have the easier time tonight, that they'd win handily, and that Racine St. Catharines might have to scratch and claw to get that win tonight, and it appears it's gone the other way. You know, but again, we did not get the final yet. That was with 2 minutes to go in the game that St. Catharines was winning 88-72, but they're on their way. They're going to host that game tomorrow night.
And Audubon only had 40 points in the first half, so they gave up almost 50 points to them in the second half. So we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be a great game. The place is going to be packed, wall-to-wall people. Fortunately, we get a nice parking spot, and we get a nice place above the lech floor there where we get to call a game without anybody coming anywhere near us.
Very private.
Yes.
Very private. Dan Miller does a very good job. He ropes it off so no one can stand in there. Because I can tell you, I don't know if you were working with me yet or not. There, during that run they had with McGee and Hunter and those players, a lot of coaches from schools would come to look at them, and they'd push them in there, and they were nice. I mean, they knew we were on the air, but still, it got crowded in there sometimes. So, but all right, Dylan says he's ready, because I don't know if Casey's going to make it up here or not. So we're going to start with our third team, and what I'll do is I'll announce a player, and then Dylan will tell you a little bit about them. So let's start with that third team. Our first member is Bryce Austin from Lutheran. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, the sophomore guard averaged 11.3 points per game this year. He had 3.2 assists and 13 rebounds for his career high.
All right, I knew this was going to happen, but for our listeners, Casey Robbins has made it up here, the head coach of the Park Panthers, and we'll start with our player of the game, Zari Gwynn, tonight, because he did it on both ends.
Yeah.
He did a lot for your team tonight. So let's talk a little bit about, you had the game well in hand in the even in the first half with about 4 minutes to go, and then it got away a little sloppy. But what did you tell the players at halftime?
I think our main adjustment was really in their zone, hitting that post. When we got that in the second half, we got going a lot. Also, sorry, my brother. When Jackson went out, that's a huge hit. And they went on a little run when he was out. But I thought everyone on the bench stepped up. Jacob Freeman did a heck of a job. And then I think just second half, we just showed we were the better team.
And as far as Jackson's concerned, is he good to go tomorrow night?
Yeah, he'll be good. It was a little scared, but it was more of his jaw.
So you know who you play, right?
Greendale, yep.
Yes, okay. We were surprised a little bit that, you know, of the distance in scoring between the two, or did you figure they would beat Martin Luther?
I don't know. I know it was tied 51-51 for a little bit, but the Greendale, they could shoot the ball really well. And if they get hot, they're able to separate from other teams.
Now, that is not the green – you played Greenfield, right?
Yep, we played Greenfield at Parkside.
Okay, but you – I'm sure you got plenty of tape on Greendale.
Yep, we do. And then we had someone out there tonight, so we'll start. We already added the film to our huddle, and we're starting right now already.
Okay, and the game will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, and just to give you an update, Waterford won easily over Pius Tuso. So what we're hoping for so far is happening.
Yeah. I wish we had an easy game, but sorry.
Well, it was an enjoyable game.
Yeah.
You know what was the most difficult part of the game for the DG Sports broadcasting team? Trying to call the game when they had the basketball.
Yeah.
Those jerseys were hard to read.
Yeah, black on black, and then they just got the purple outline.
And again, we're not going to get into it very much, but being a former official for basketball for college and the high school level, I thought the game got away from them a little bit. I mean, there were four or five incidents where.
Yep, and I told them that. I said, when I was over there talking to them, I said, you guys have to call stuff or shut stuff down or something bad happened. They were talking a little bit. Then that gets our guys riled up. But as an official, you do have to step in, take control of it, give warnings or something. There's no warnings given.
Right.
But it's whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, they did call the technical foul, and they, you know, I thought the last 8 minutes or so it was controlled very well. They wanted to play very physical against you and see if that, you know, would work against your team. And like I said, whatever you told them at halftime, you came out and you played a very much better second half. And it obviously it showed by the score.
Yeah, and even with Jackson out the last 4 minutes, I thought Jacob came in, played really well, controlled, made some layups, some big defensive possessions on, I think he was guarding 4 or 0, but just making it tough on them.
Now, what happens tomorrow? Do they just sit low until the game tomorrow night, or do you have a shooting?
We're going to have like a mini practice around 11, then get here around the same time, 5:15, or shoot around like we kind of did at 4. But, yeah, a lot of rest and then just kind of going over Greendale stuff.
And hopefully your three-point shooters will make a few more tomorrow.
They will.
They didn't do bad tonight. It's just that I'm not used to seeing the Betker brothers, you know.
I thought Cole played pretty well.
Yes.
He wasn't afraid. He even attacked the bucket on 5.
Yeah.
He kind of got up there a little bit but missed the layup.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the win tonight, we were just starting our broadcasting, the third team.
Okay.
And I told Dylan, I said, watch, we're going to start this, and then he's going to come up. But we understand. You probably, you know, you were excited, maybe congratulating or going through.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do this better tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because every step gets tougher.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that first game, there's a lot of jitters and just nervousness. But I think our experience showed.
And again, I think you going as far as you did last year will help also.
For sure, yep.
You know, because I don't know if Greendale, if they're really known for basketball. I mean, they've got a good team this year, but I mean, historically, when you look year after year, I'm not reading about Greendale too much.
Yeah, they're a solid team. They have some good wins under their belt. They beat Pewaukee. Had a close one with Greenfield. But like I said, they can shoot the ball really well. So if they're on and they're hitting, it'll be a tough game.
So you probably don't – you better keep it – You better not say it over the air. You never know. Maybe some Greenfield people are listening. I was going to ask you what kind of defense you think you'll play against them, but don't do that.
Yeah, you know. I'm sure they watch film on us too.
Well, we appreciate you coming up. Yeah. Again, congratulations on the win. We hope to see you next week because we'll be right down the road from you tomorrow night.
Okay.
We'll be at the packed. It's at 7 o'clock, nice. The same time as yours. And surprisingly, Racine Lutheran, can you pull up that score again? What they won, but
it was close.
It was close. I think you said 99-91.
Yeah, 98-91 was the final score. They were up by 25, almost 30 at one point. So,
jeez.
Yeah, they let them back into the game, and you score 100, but you give up 91.
Yeah, that won't work tomorrow, so hopefully they play a little better.
And St. Catharines was leading 88-72 with 2 minutes to go. So okay, that was the one I thought would be closer. Mm-hmm. You know, because they have so many games this year where they've won by 3 points, 5 points. You know, they're not blowing teams out, you know. But sometimes that's good when you can win. You know, you got to be able to win the close games.
For sure, yep.
You know, and you've done both. Mm-hmm. You've won games easily, and you've won close games too.
Yep, for sure.
So, all right, Casey, we hope to see you next week.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, that's Casey Robbins, the head basketball coach for the victorious Park Panthers tonight, 78-61. So, Dylan, why don't we start all over again with our 16th annual DG Sports All-Broadcast team. So, the third team, our first member of the third team is Bryce Austin from Lutheran. He's a sophomore.
Yep, the sophomore guard averaged 11.3 points per game this year. He had 3.2 assists. And he had a career-high 13 rebounds against Thomas Moore.
All right. Our second member of the third team is a repeat all-broadcast team member, and that's Carson Eag from the Prairie School. He's a senior.
Yeah, Carson is a senior, but he contributed all 4 years on varsity, averaging 11.2 per game this year.
All right. Our third member of the third team maybe is a surprise to some people, but it's Sam Fate from Catholic Central. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, and he's been impressive all year long, scoring a lot of points. He actually set the school record for points in a game with 51 this year against Faith Christian in a 72-66 win.
All right, our fourth member of the third team is Grant Sulik from Burlington. He's a junior.
And one thing about Grant, he is a junior, but he's kind of been the glue that holds that team together. He leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists this year.
And our fifth member of the third team, he's a junior from St. Catharines, A.C. Ward.
Yeah, A.C. with 122 rebounds this season, averaging 5.5 per game.
All right, so that's our third team once again. It's Bryce Austin, a sophomore from Lutheran, Carson Eag, the senior from the Prairie School, Sam Fate, a sophomore from Catholic Central, Grant Sulik, a junior at Burlington, and A.C. Ward, a junior at St. Catharines. Final thoughts, Dylan?
I think one thing Casey didn't really talk about was the way that this game did not really flow for them. They played really bad basketball at times, but they also played good basketball at times. So I think tonight was a good wake-up call for them. A little bit of a testament to their team as well, battle-tested tonight. They fought back tooth and nail, never gave up the lead once they had it. But it was a one-point game at times. So it's definitely a wake-up call, and they need to come ready to play tomorrow against Greendale because they put up 79 tonight. They're not afraid to score the ball.
Okay, thank you, Dylan. Well, that's going to wrap this broadcast up from the Park Fieldhouse. My thanks to Bree Sander, Athletic Director at Park, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow night from the John McGuire Gym, Bob Letch floor, where the number 2-seeded St. Catharines Angels will host the number 3-seeded Lutheran Crusaders. Pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for the Panthers will be a Division II regional final matchup between, we now know, we can say a matchup with Greendale, and that tip-off will be at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us tomorrow night for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, we cover all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Racine Park 78, Milwaukee Bradley Tech 61. Bradley Tech ends their season at 14-12. Park improves to 23-2. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Good night.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, South Carolina.